Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're off to another good day here. The sun is out.
Yes, it is.
The Riviera Maya. And we still receive your text messages. I know the phones are a little, you know, scary to use because there's going to be a huge delay. But we can still get your text messages from the Total Wireless text line. We got a few here.
All right.
Questions from the gossip. Why do you guys have to glorify it by saying burpees? Just call it by its real name. It's not glorifying. Have you ever done a burpee?
Burpees are my least favorite.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
pretty bad. Well, not the worst.
How is that glorifying?
Yeah, I don't think it's like burpees are awful.
It's just giving another name to something that doesn't have such a great name.
We like nicknaming things.
Yeah.
We like nicknames.
The bottom line is we try to keep our show
family friendly.
Until Justin comes on.
Yeah, which is why Justin's taking a break right now.
Right?
Yeah, Justin's taking a little break. Also from the text line, make sure Kinsey, my wife, has her deodorant and antiperspirant today for your excursion.
Antiperspirant. You have your antiperspirant? Kinsey? She nodded yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Because she did, we went to a cenote a couple years ago, and she was asking, what is that awful smell? Because she thought something was rotting, and then she smelled her armpit.
Oh, wow.
And then she goes, it's me. It was me the whole time.
All right, Kinsey. Oh, wow. All natural.
And then for Justin, Cindy in San Antonio wrote us and said, tapeworm. Justin and I are mental twins. I've been trying to get a tapeworm for years. I already have a name picked out for him too. Bob the Tapeworm.
Oh my gosh.
Bob the Tapeworm.
I can't believe people actually want to get tapeworms.
Yeah, people, like, girls are. I remember in college, yeah. I got the flu and strep so bad I had to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And when I got back, I went out on a weekend, and a girl that I didn't even know was like, you lost weight. I'm like, yeah, I was in the hospital. I was so sick. She goes, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. That stuff, girl.
It's like, yeah. I felt awful. Yeah, crazy.
And I guess we do have to explain here because we just got a text that says, but like, what is a burpee? A burpee is this exercise you do where you're standing straight up and then you got to drop down into like a push-up position.
Jump up and then you go down.
Kick your legs out. Mm-hmm. And then you do some of them do push-up and then you pull back up and then you kick your knees back up to your chest, stand up and do a jump up.
Anything where I have to go from standing to laying down real quick, I don't like that.
It's just awful.
It's a good full body move, I suppose. I don't like it, though.
It'll make you puke. And then, JC, I need to know, are you going to be affected by DACA, the Dreamer Act? I personally will not be affected because my mom was actually born in the United States, adopted by a Mexican family, and they moved her back. But there's, I think, 800,000 people that are.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these are people that were brought here when they're 5 years old or eight, like myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't know the country that they're going to have to go back to. So it's really scary for them.
Let's offer them the American dream and then punish them.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations that we're not a political show, so we're not going to get deep into it. But I'm not personally going to be, but I do have friends that are going to be affected by DACA and it being repealed or taken away from us. But yeah, real quick, before we talk to Alexia from Unico, we do have to go to the weather center real quick.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there's been lots
of talk about Irma.
Uh-huh.
We now have a 10th named storm.
What?
Of the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season. It is Tropical Storm Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jose's making an appearance now. Mm-hmm. Just tropical, huh?
It'll likely become a hurricane today, I believe.
Jay, and then K would be next, so we could get a Kelly.
Uh-huh. Is Tropical Storm Jose wearing a tank top?
No, it is topless.
It's topless?
Yes,
it's going full on shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, is it hairless also?
It is. It's east of the Lesser Antilles right now.
For those of you that haven't checked out our social media, Jose JC is abnormally hairless this time.
I shaved.
Yeah. You did. You were trying to say you're always hairless, but you don't. There's not a hair in sight on that chest or stomach.
Something happened in my late 20s where my chest tried to
sprout.
Who's hairier, you or Justin?
Oh, Justin. By a large margin.
Below?
I know. We might be tied below as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, it flipped.
Justin did go to the Brazilian.
Yeah,
yes.
Justin went to the Brazilian.
From the waist down, Justin's more hairless.
Yeah.
And then up, you are.
I just can't grow chest hair. And the only place I grow hair is on my nipples. So I figure I would just shave it. Because if I don't, then it just looks like a bunch of, like, it looks like a...
Just hair around the nipples, right.
It just looks weird. It looks like an afro on my nipples.
It's actually a drink. You can get the hairy nipple.
Is that really a drink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's in it?
Yum.
You don't want to know.
Is there some...
You don't. Don't encourage this.
Well, he's a bar owner. If you tell me there's a hairy nipple, I want to know what is in there.
It's one of those shots Google that no one orders.
Yeah. Nobody orders it. Nobody orders it. Nobody.
Yet I had to learn how to make them when I was a bartender, but no one ever orders them.
They I'm doing my mixology class today. Speaking of
you bartending. Are? Oh, well, yeah. Before you do the mixology class, we have to go on our excursion. Here's Alexia from Unico.
Good morning.
Thank
you for having me.
What are we doing today?
Kelly's been asking, asking a lot of questions.
So many questions.
So essentially, we're just going to leave you in the jungle, and then you're going to have to fend for yourselves.
Naked and afraid?
Yes.
Basically, no. So here at Unico 2087, we offer both signature and inclusion excursions. Uh-huh. And the inclusion ones, you know, they're only at a 20% service fee. So you can do some really cool stuff like swim with the dolphins, go zip lining, which I know you did on your honeymoon,
yes.
And things of that nature. But obviously for you guys, we're doing a signature excursion, which is a little more VIP.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Private. It's
I like
curated.
That.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Kelly loves
love the
three words.
Private
three
and curated.
Letters.
I know. I love throwing out that like lingo. And so you get, you know, your private shuttle, and we provide everyone with like these really cool gift bags because since it's an ecological
this excursion
site,
gets better and better.
Kelly's
right?
Excited.
You're not allowed to wear regular sunscreen. So Justin noted, don't come in wearing your like cheap sunscreen. No, I'm kidding. You can't wear regular sunscreen because you have to wear organic sunscreen.
Shimmer.
Right.
Yeah. So, and we give you aloe vera, organic insect repellent, because it's like kind of an untouched region, and we don't want it to get contaminated with the chemicals of standard sunscreens. Anyways, so you guys will get there. We'll put you on a boat and... Just put you on a boat. Mm-hmm. And then you go down a natural lazy river, which is really cool.
Awesome.
So you're close to the
I like
water.
Lazy.
I know you didn't want to walk too much. So once you get to off the van, you go straight on the boat and go down the river. And then you come back on the boat, and we take you through the Muyil archaeological site, which is one of the oldest pre-Hispanic settlements.
Nice.
So it's really, really cool. It's like in this lush area with a lagoon. It's so beautiful. And there's... I know you're not all about the supernatural, but there's these spirit trees throughout the site.
There's voodoo.
Yeah, that are connected to the Mayan
spirit
underworld.
Trees.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
And they watch over you and they protect you. And it's kind of this thing that the Mayans, their connection to the underworld. So it's really cool that it's still intact.
The devil.
No, it's not.
No,
it's,
underworld is the devil.
They're looking over us, though.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're protecting you. And then at the end of it all, you'll walk a little bit. So bring comfortable shoes.
Okay.
And at the end of it, we'll go to a beach club in Tulum and have a few drinks.
Ooh.
Nice.
So, and Tulum's very happening right
just
now.
Just drop me off at the beach club and y'all can do that. Other stuff.
No. You have to work for your drink.
Dang it.
Yeah,
so,
but...
Any rappelling? That's what Kelly wanted to know. Rappelling
no,
or ziplining?
Darn it.
This is a little less extreme action sport and more kind of like leisure.
Relax.
Take in the sights and connect with the community and the region. Super excited that you guys can do it.
You had Kelly at VIP and gift bag.
Yeah.
Right?
And the drinks.
She is all about it.
And I'm really, so you're going to do, and then when we get back, you get to do a cool mixology class. There's so many classes on the schedule, and sometimes I go to hotels, I'm like, I don't want to do these group classes, but I'm so upset that last night. We missed something. We were sitting out on our terrace. I can say that right. Terrace.
Or a patio.
Right? Okay, yeah. Terrace. And Kinsey and JC and I were hanging out, and we saw a painting class going on, and a ton of people in it, and everyone had their own canvas,
and
they had drinks. It looked so fun.
Well, you don't even have to sign up for that. You kind of like just show up, and that's the nature of the property. We want it to be kind of spontaneous and just like culturally immersive. So you just like show up in your bikini, sit down, have some Mexican wine and paint.
So the Mexican cooking class tonight, I'm not signed up for. Can we do that?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
You don't have to sign up for that?
Well, you can sign up with your anfitrión, who's your local host, your butler. Mm. You can just reach out to them and have them reserve you a spot.
Yeah.
But typically, you're just able to kind of show up and join. So the cooking class is really cool because you cook with local flavors. You kind of learn about the cuisine of the region. So... And obviously, who doesn't love to eat?
Wow. Well, we all
this
do,
yeah.
Especially on this property, you eat quite a bit.
Now, why are the cenotes so cold? The water is one of those where you get
there's
in
no it. Sun hitting the water.
Sometimes they do have
it's
sun.
It's fresh
hitting.
Water. It's not salted.
Yeah.
It's just fresh. Like, you can essentially drink it, which I don't recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean...
Justin's going to be getting his water bottle, filling it up.
And Al has that open wound.
Yeah. Do they have the little minnows?
Al has a wound.
Yeah, I do. I got shot in the foot.
No,
you didn't.
Well,
you
actually,
just didn't wear socks and you got sweaty.
Untreated blister.
Yeah, actually.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, the little minnows in the cenote that bite your feet.
Oh, do they
nibble on your feet?
It's like the pedicure fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll come out with like super smooth feet.
Sweet.
It's really cool. Maybe even a French pedicure. I don't know. But.
Yeah. Have you? No, they really do, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's they really can cool. swim up your shorts sometimes. You got to be careful with that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Duly noted.
Taking a turn, yeah.
Yeah. No, they can. They're little fish. They just want to get in there. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to be talking to some trees today.
Spirit trees, Jim.
Spirit trees.
So we can't talk to the spirit tree?
Of
Are there going to be somebody there to talk?
I think we have the spirit tree on the phone right now.
You connect to the trees how you choose to connect to the trees. It's Mexico.
Awesome. So. Thank you, Alexia.
Of course. We're so happy to have you here.
Yeah.
And can't wait to
Are you coming with us? In that dress?
Well, unfortunately, I have to evade Hurricane Irma.
She lives in Florida.
Yeah. I have to leave early, but I know you guys will enjoy it. It's going to be awesome.
Wouldn't you just rather stay here?
Of course.
And totally avoid it?
Like, yeah, just like forget work for the next 2 weeks and stay here forever.
She's sending us on a trip and then leaving.
No, I wish.
Bye.
Not my choice. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right.
Did Al hit on you a lot, Alexia, or was it just right?
Just a
Not a lot. It was like enough to creep me out just a little bit.
Yeah.
And yet enough to flatter you.
See? I'm learning. Yeah.
Al, you're doing
I'm
it
learning.
Right, man.
I'm learning.
There's a fine line between flattery and creepy.
Right.
Return of the Mac. Okay, well, you have a safe trip home, and
Thank
I hope
so
everything's
much.
Okay with
Thank
Irma.
Thank you.
That's Alexia right there with Unico 2087.
You have a beautiful hotel here, by the way. It's very nice.
Yeah. Look at you, Al. Coming up next, we do have a B-Dubs Music Hangout with DJ Khaled. There we go.
All right.
And part-time Justin got to talk to him. What can you expect in this interview? Something like this.
I just want to share our appreciation for the love of cocoa butter. There is nothing better than greasing yourself up after a nice shower. Am I right?
Oh, man. You know, I got love for cocoa butter. That's the lotion I use. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, they always say, man, cow, you smell good. Obviously, I smell good because God has blessed me. But, you know, that cocoa butter put that extra love to it, you know?
Yeah, it's like a ritual. Like, I butter myself up like a Thanksgiving turkey in that.
Oh, man.
So, more of those hard-hitting questions.
Oh, my gosh. What do you smell like? God and cocoa butter.
DJ Khaled's on the show next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can check out all our pictures from our trip, our family vacation, at kidnation.com. You can also find all our social media profiles on there because we've been posting Snapchat stories, Instagram pictures, Facebook pictures. We're posting it everywhere. So if you want to follow along with us the remaining couple days here that we're in the Riviera Maya, that'd be awesome. We do have, speaking of things that happen here on the vacation, goes on the radio, we have a solo honeymoon guest. That Big Al Mac found. And I believe she's going to join us on the show, Al, in about an hour.
She said she was. Yeah, about an hour. Just a lady that we ran into on our way out of dinner.
You ran into.
And, of course, I see one person sitting there. I introduce myself and try to figure out what the story is. You know, you're in Mexico.
If she was not a pretty girl, would you have introduced yourself as well?
Sure. she was a good-looking girl. She's sitting there by herself, and they didn't set up for two people, so it was obvious no one was joining
us.
I introduced everybody, and I sat down. She goes, well, I'm on my honeymoon, but I'm alone. And that perked my ears right up, and I said, we got to have you on the show. We got to find out the details on this bad boy. So she'll be here in an hour.
Maybe a little extension of Love Letters to Kelly, which is coming up in about 20 minutes.
She might not ask me for advice.
Okay, but she might.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. I will give it if she asks.
Has she heard you're the love expert?
I don't think
She has listened to the show before.
She
lives outside of Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
Okay.
I'm probably saying too much.
Well, let's never mention that again.
We won't.
Unless she brings it up, she may.
Yeah, she'll bring it up if she wants to give us her name.
Sure.
That's going to be great as well.
All right.
So that's coming up. Just over an hour, we'll have Al's secret guest.
My secret guest.
That he found when he was trying to hit on
somebody.
Is
she in your room right now?
No, she's not as far as I know.
No, she's not.
I'm not trying to get her in any trouble.
I know you're not.
No, she's not.
It's time for another B-Dubs Music Hangout, though. This time, starring part-time Justin.
Yeah. It was dope. It was a good interview.
And DJ Khaled.
Yes.
He called in. It was during the middle of the day, right?
Yeah, it was at 3 o'clock.
Look at you coming in late.
Yeah. No, I didn't come in. I stayed.
You stayed. Look at you staying late.
To do.
Did you get a lot of work done or did you nap?
No, I vacuumed the hallway. It needed to be vacuumed. Wow. I restocked the coffee, got some straws, some creamer.
That's important.
Yeah.
So you took care of the job that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, no, I'm office manager too. Yeah. So I got multiple jobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You were excited to talk to DJ Khaled,
though? Of course. Bless up. He's so dope.
Bless up, right?
Bless up.
And another
one. He's nothing but positivity and just good vibes.
On our last family vacation when we did the jet skis that day, it's all Justin was doing in his snaps. That was his vibe.
Bless up?
Yes.
Oh, the Khaled.
Bless up. And then when we were in Miami, that's whenever they shot the video, Wild Thoughts, with Rihanna.
Right.
Remember, I hit him up on Twitter to see if he would let us come over. But he never responded.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I should have done it. He would have.
I feel like if he would have seen it, he would have invited us over. But, he's super
probably
famous.
Yeah. Right.
But he's a character. And DJ Khaled, if you follow him on Snapchat, he's not super hilarious. He just makes you laugh because he's just DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
But here is Justin with his B-Dubs Music Hangout with DJ Khaled.
Everyone throw your hands in the air and make them stay there because we are on the phone with the music mogul, collaborative genius, the most grateful, major key holder, we the best music, DJ Khaled. What's up?
Man, bless up. Everything good, man? Everything good with you?
Oh, yes. Everything is so good. I bet you're doing so good because Grateful went platinum. Yes, sir.
Man, Grateful went platinum, and it's such a blessing, man, to go platinum. You know, this is my 10th album. My son turned 10 months old the day it went platinum.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? The album came out June 23rd. My son was born October 23rd, and the album went platinum August 23rd. So, 23 was just a special number. It's always been a special number for me. You know, the icon Michael Jordan. But at the same time, it's just a blessing, man, to know that dreams and hard work do come true. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's so beautiful. And then you know what also? I'm the one went quadruple platinum. Oh my gosh, you're killing the game, big boy. Bless up.
Oh my
God. Thank you so much. I'm the one, man.
Hold on, Justin.
I love it.
Is your bit how many bless ups can you get in the interview?
No, I think it was like how long can I shout at
him?
You just yell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm yelling.
And also,
I don't know. I just got so excited and I didn't realize how
you're screaming.
This is my first time listening to it. I gave so much hype.
Listen to Justin's energy level right now.
This could have been an Oprah interview. That's what I thought it could have been.
I thought it was Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I know. But now I'm just yelling.
It sounds like you're doing a commercial.
I'm done with the interview. Y'all want to keep on going?
I
can tell y'all what he said.
No, we're going to continue.
Okay.
We'll continue. Let's continue with Justin screaming at DJ Khaled.
Man, went 4 times platinum, and it looked like it's going to go 5.
Oh, shut up.
It's a big record, and Wild Thoughts right now is double platinum, and it's just exciting times, and I'm never going to stop. We the best.
And you know what? I am so grateful for you because Grateful has some really good bops in the club for me right now, okay? It's got I'm the One, of course, with Justin Bieber, Quavo, Lil Wayne, Chance the Rapper, Shining with Jay-Z and Beyonce, Yes God.
And Wild
Thoughts with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so good. This album is just amazing. What are you on the album Grateful, what song are you most grateful for?
You know, a special song on there that I really love was the intro with me and SZA, where it's called I'm So Grateful. You know, I wanted to bless the album before the album you listen from the rest of the songs.
So it's like a little prayer, like you would do before you eat dinner.
Then we come on right after that with Shining. Yeah, and then, you got Wild Thoughts and I'm the One. And, the list goes on. So basically everything.
It's an interesting album because you don't sing on this. What you did is you got artists together and they sang in the music, but you produced the beats. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I produce majority of the album. Of course, so I was the executive producer.
Yeah, of course.
But I orchestrated the whole album. You know, my vision and some I put together. This is my 10th album. It's nothing new to me. This is 10 albums in. And, obviously, I came up from a garage, being a DJ and also a producer, and I make it the greatest I can make it, and that's why I named my company We The Best, because, teamwork makes a dream work.
And now I've got a question about the music video, I'm the One. It was just so beautifully shot. Whose house did y'all use?
That was a house in Malibu, That house is like 5 houses in one. It was just so huge. It was so amazing. I don't know the owner's name. It was a beautiful family that let me use it. Actually inspired me to buy a house out here in L.A. as well. So, my home is in Miami, and I bought a home in L.A. because I come out here a lot to work, and I plan to do, buy more not just for only investment reasons, but also just to enjoy your life.
Yes.
And live it up with my son and my queen. Man, I'm so grateful, man. You know, the more blessings you get, the more you get back. I work hard. I go hard. And I'm never stopping. And, you know what I'm saying? I believe in enjoying yourself, enjoying life. It's not about materialistic things. It's about enjoying yourself. If it's jumping in the ocean, eating your favorite food, you know what I'm saying? Me is being around my son and watching him smile. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me enjoy life more than ever. You know what I'm saying? My son's showed me joy I've never experienced, happiness I've never experienced.
And with all this time you've been spending with your family and enjoying life, what is the biggest tab you have left while enjoying all these things?
What was the question?
The biggest tab you've left.
The biggest what?
Tab. Check.
Oh, check?
Yes.
Oh, man. You know, it's not about that. It's about just the win, you know? Every goal that I try to accomplish, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not even about a dollar amount. It's about just the accomplishment of living your life and living your dreams and to inspire the young world, the youth.
And speaking about working hard and inspiring the youth, you're not making just the music, but you're being the best person you can be. You took Kevin Hart's challenge and donated $25,000 to the city of Houston to help them with the damages of Hurricane Harvey.
My heart goes out to the families of Houston, and it was only right that, you know what I'm saying, that I donated. And, you know what I'm saying, I've been blessed to be put in a position to donate. It doesn't matter the number amount, the dollar amount, whatever you could donate from your heart is a blessing, you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. I just want to say shout out to your fiance Nicole and the young icon, your baby boy Assad.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for you know what I'm saying, let me talk to your listeners, and thank you for everything.
That's DJ Khaled right there.
Very good. Yes. Wow.
Hey, Justin, that was a really good interview.
You don't stop being you.
Thank How do you think you're going to do next time you do an interview, Justin?
You know, just, I'm going to be a little bit more, calm down. I turned down the volume.
You turned it down at the end, like you went back to normal.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But that's how, that's good energy, though, dog. Good energy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
You found yourself lacking him after the conversation?
Yeah, it was like whenever I was getting ready for the interview, because at first I was like, okay, it's just annoying on Snapchat, makes good beats sometimes, but just like everything, it's all positivity, all good energy. Justin Bieber, like, just loved it so much that he started doing the same thing on his Snap whenever he started watching DJ Khaled do it. It's just, he does this thing, it's called Major Key, and it's just all about taking care of yourself and, like, you know, bless up.
Yeah, bless up.
Yeah.
Bless up.
Yeah. Justin, you thought that interview was beautiful, is what I realized.
It was good, dude.
There was no tie rope.
It was good.
It was great, man.
After it, how did you feel afterwards? We've always talked about how we feel after an interview. How did you feel after you got off the phone with him?
Oh, it was so cool because he moved on to the other phone, and they were we were still recording, and he's still talking, and they're like, "Yo, Justin, you were supposed to still talk to him." So they were like, "You ran out of time. You took too long to talk to him." They're telling that to DJ Khaled, and he was like, "No, I'm not going to tell someone who's that nice to be I'm not going to be rude to him and say I got to go."
Right?
Yeah, y'all are going to have to tell him.
Very nice.
So yeah, I felt good after that, good. And he wanted to still talk to
me. And you know, DJ Khaled was a radio DJ.
Yeah,
like, he was on the radio.
Yeah.
So he started, like he said, in a garage, and then he got on the radio in Miami, and then he just started making friends with all these rappers and Lil Wayne. And
he was cute.
Mobb Deep. What?
He was cute too.
He's cute.
Yeah, he wasn't as big as he is now, like in the belly, but I mean, he was cute. Yeah. I'd swipe right
On DJ Khaled.
You'd swipe right.
I'd swipe
I'm
right.
I'm glad you would swipe right. You would swipe right.
He swipes right a lot.
Yeah. We noticed that about Justin. Yeah. Maybe he needs a little love advice.
No. Don't say that now.
You were swiping right on anything.
But we're here in Mexico. I'm just I'm fishing.
You're on vacation.
As long as they had a face, you swiped right.
He went to do a snorkel lesson yesterday just because the guy was hot. The instructor.
I know.
He was hot.
And it was going to be a private snorkel lesson, and he found that out, and then he was like, oop,
I'm busy.
Yeah, busy. Yeah, I know what came up, but I couldn't teach you.
I've got no time.
No, I called him out. Kelly was there.
Yeah, it was awkward.
But Kelly does have time to be the love expert on our show. And just because we're in Mexico doesn't mean her love expertise stays back home.
It's international, dude.
We brought some love letters to Kelly along with us, and we'll read those next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Here's some more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Eating some breakfast.
Yeah.
I have to stop for the show.
Oh, when you go 2087 brings the heat when it comes to the food here.
This green juice on tap.
I hate it when the show gets in the way.
Green sauce on my chilaquiles.
Yeah, the show's getting in the way of our eating.
Show's getting in the way of our food.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm serious.
It's so good. I don't want to stop eating it.
Kelly's addicted to chilaquiles.
What did you get?
The chilaquiles.
Mm. Kelly, yesterday you had the red sauce chilaquiles. This morning you have the green sauce. So far, which one is your favorite?
I think I like the green.
I told you.
And it's like tortilla with some sauce and eggs.
And chicken. I got the chicken today. Yesterday I had the egg.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
What came first?
The chicken or the egg?
I don't know, but I know it's one cell.
It's a haploid.
A haploid cell. How you like them apples? Mm. From the Total Wireless text line real quick.
Uh-huh.
Justin, no lie, that was the best interview I've ever heard you do.
It was good.
Oh, thanks.
It was good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having high energy.
Yeah. Okay, good.
It's so great to see Justin blossoming before our eyes.
Yes.
Spreading my wings.
They're speaking, of course, of the DJ Khaled interview where Justin screamed at him the whole time, which you can check out at KidNation.com.
Good.
And I think DJ Khaled had himself a good time.
Oh, good.
Based on what I've heard. And Kelly, before we get to your love expertise, Lauren wrote us, please help. I have a terrible cold. What is the name of the cold medication that Kelly swears by?
Advil Cold and Sinus.
Boom.
You have to get it from the pharmacist behind the counter. So if you go looking on the shelves, you think, oh, they don't have any. You have to ask the pharmacist for it.
So okay. It's super strong.
And show your ID because those kids making drugs
meth.
In the garage.
You can use it to make
ruined it for everybody.
The blue stuff.
Oh, yeah. It makes me so mad.
Yeah. Watch out for that meth.
Hashtag watch out for that meth.
I bet that t-shirt would have sold more than Al.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag watch out for that meth.
No, well, Al was the winner in the t-shirt championship.
No, the one I made Al.
Any t-shirt would have sold more of Al's than Al Greasy with baby oil.
Greasy Al. Yeah. I've actually talked to a couple of people before I get sidetracked that wanted that shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they
secretly,
buy it?
Secretly, some people wanted it, but just like me, they didn't want to spend their own money on it.
yeah, exactly.
All right, it's time. Let's get to it. Just because we're in Mexico doesn't mean we can't help you out with your love life. So let's do some
love letters.
Wow. I don't know what that note was. It was low.
It's
probably going to be a delay, so that probably wasn't the smartest thing to
do. No, there's no delay. I'm hitting
we're
it from
good?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're good?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's just get on with it.
It's a local love letter.
Got it. Yeah. We got to do that in Spanish next time. I'll look up the translation.
Oh, yes.
Or we could just ask JC.
Cartas de amor.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Cartas de amor.
Cartas de amor.
Or letras de amor.
Cartas de amor.
Letras de amor. Letras de amor a Kelly.
Spell it. I'm going to have to read it.
Letras de amor.
De amor.
De amor.
Letras de amor a Kelly. Got it.
Okay.
That means letters. Or we could say cartas de amor.
Letras.
Cartas de amor. Which one do you guys
want to
do?
Don't screw up too much. Letras is close.
Hola, Kelly.
You're the expertise.
Tu es la... Yeah.
Tu eres.
Tu eres. Okay, whatever. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. I started dating a girl 2 months ago. I'm 27 and she is 25. She's not like anyone I have ever dated before. She loves sports and most things girls always complain about. She's all I can think about and I always want to be with her. I honestly don't know what real love is though, I guess. Do you think it's possible to know that she's the one after just 2 months or is this just the first time gut feelings rider?
I mean, you never know. I mean, she could very well be the one. You're in an infatuation state right now, which is completely okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So just enjoy the ride. Falling in love is the most fun experience you'll ever have.
But
I've done it many times. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but it's a fun experience. And I don't know. I mean, you can kind of, after a couple of months, say, you know, this is the type of girl I want to be with. Or you could flat out say, this is the girl I'm marrying. And, you know, you could be right. So just enjoy the ride. Don't put too much pressure on it after 2 months. Just enjoy it for what it is.
3 months
is
the normal.
You are falling in love.
I think 3 months is the normal point where you say, yeah.
I want to keep going.
Or no.
Who's to say what time is right for anybody? Some people meeting on their first night. Well, on their first night, they'll say, that's the woman I'm going to marry.
That's right.
You know, you just never.
Shout out.
You know, and sometimes that works out. A lot of people say that same thing and it doesn't happen.
Uh-huh. Yep. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just enjoy it.
You got shout outs all over, Poncho.
Who cares if it's possible or not? Just enjoy falling
in
love.
But that doesn't make it any less true at the time.
Right. Because I don't
think.
Doesn't
take away
from
that.
Right.
I don't think my wife felt the same way. Like, I thought, okay, this girl I'm going to marry. Kinsey, did you feel the same way? Thanks.
What did she do?
No.
She nodded no.
Wrong on the radio.
You didn't think.
What was it?
What?
No, I didn't. I actually didn't want a boyfriend when I met you.
Oh,
you were very young.
Yeah, yeah. I was 19, yeah. 18.
But you weren't like, oh, this is a guy I'm gonna marry or something.
No. I didn't think so.
Oh,
not so much.
When did that?
I liked you. I knew I liked you, and yeah. I liked hanging out with you. Obviously, see. I drove you everywhere for like 2 months. I didn't even know you had a truck.
Oh my God.
I was embarrassed by my truck.
Because you lived in it?
It had flames, and I had lived in it, so it had lived in smell.
In a flame.
Aww.
So, green lightning.
How many months in did you know you were going to marry me?
I don't know. I don't think I was that kind of girl that thought about that.
She's still not sure.
2 kids later.
Give her a little more time.
Yeah.
I think I played it off good, though. Like I didn't show that I was too sprung, because I think I would have chased her away.
It's true.
Yeah, see?
No, you played it right. You played it right.
No rules.
Yeah. Boy, isn't falling in love fun. It's been so long since you did it, JC, but that was fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
Even though I was in love right away. Some were not.
Some, you mean your wife.
Well, I'm going to start our song.
Oh, wait a
Love de amor.
Love letters.
Letras de amor a Kelly.
All right, good
practice. Oh, that was good, Al.
Thank you.
Where were you on that one?
I don't know. I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. I don't know what just happened.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a 3-year-old stepdaughter who I'm getting to know, and I see a lot more often now that I'm married to my husband. We've been married for about 2 months, and we've been together for 2 years. The thing is, I think she looks nothing like him.
Oh, no.
I would understand if
your mouth.
Hold on. I would understand if she had some features that resembled him, but she doesn't. For some reason, he thinks she looks exactly like him. I have asked a few of his close friends, and they think, and they agree with me.
Shut your mouth.
That she looks nothing like my husband. How do I go about gently asking him if...
Shut... your mouth.
I don't go about asking him gently that he probably needs to get a paternity test.
Oh, girl.
For my peace of mind, no. I would like to know, but
you
not sure how to go about
this. Love that little girl. Please he help. Loves that little girl. How many... Look at...
Oh, boy.
Whose kids always look just like him? That is not always an indicator that that's absolutely your kid. I mean, Emma Kelly looked nothing like me. I'm walking around with a kid that looked nothing like me.
That's true.
My mama said first time she saw Corey, if that's not your son, that's your daddy's
Yeah,
son.
But that does not mean you're not related. I mean, a child looks like one or the other. It does not. Oh, girl, you need to quit talking to friends. Because that's going to get back to him. And you talk about... you. Deny a man his child or even suggest it's not his child?
Yeah.
No way. You keep your mouth shut and stop talking about it to anybody.
Of course your friends are siding with you. They're your friends. They're
Here
trying to make
is.
You feel better.
She's hoping. Well, okay, let's pretend that child ends up DNA test not his. Then what's going to happen?
He's devastated.
You've now broken that man's heart. That what he believed is now a lie. Oh, but look, yay. You get to start having a new family because that's what every girl's dream is. I want to marry a man with no kids because I just want to, I don't have any history and no baggage. That's too bad. I mean, that's what he comes with. And don't you dare try to ruin that for him. You are not doing him any favors by trying to prove it's not his kid. You're not. Look at all the money I'm saving him on child support. No. Keep your mouth shut. I am so mad that she wrote this letter now.
La Rentberry.
I'm so mad. But before I think about it, the madder I get. Because what is her end game? What is her end game? She's going to end this. Is her end game to end the relationship and take away this girl's father?
Yeah.
What is her end game?
She's going to wreck him.
Oh, she better keep her mouth shut. If she doesn't keep her mouth shut...
What are you going to get her?
I want you to give me her name and her real phone number. I'm going to track her down.
We got all that.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so mad. You better not say anything.
I have a feeling she's going to listen to your advice.
I hope you listen to that.
Yeah. Mm. And then she's 3. The kids change
a lot.
How about
our first Rentberry here in Mexico?
I'm so mad. Yeah. Okay, let's do another letter because I got to forget that one happened.
Okay, here we go.
I got to forget that one happened.
Okay.
Justin, am I wrong?
No, you're so right, girl.
Letters de amor a Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Recently, my younger sister told me that she had something important to discuss with me. So we met for lunch, where she nervously broke the news to me that for the past 3 months, she's been seeing my old high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Well.
We dated for about a year. I'm sorry. We had dated for about a year, 5 years ago. We or they? That's got to be they, right, gentlemen?
No, she. The
no,
sister.
She's writing him. This was her high school sweetheart.
Got it. Okay. She told me that the relationship
Everybody
began...
got it but Al.
Yeah.
Reading the letter.
And I read it.
Yeah,
I read it an hour ago.
Good.
She told me that the relationship began innocent, but it's getting serious, which is why she felt she had to share the relationship with me. The rest of lunch was just quiet, and I left pretty upset. Am I wrong for being upset about my sister dating my ex even 5 years later? That's Rachel.
You're not wrong to have feelings. I'm not going to say you're wrong to have feelings, but what are you going to do? I mean, if this is truly a love situation, let it play itself out. I mean, but I would keep your... She's told you. She did the stand-up thing. She came to you.
Yeah.
She's not asking for your, please be my maid of honor. She's not at that point yet. But, you know... I just don't think that you should. What are you going to do? Say, well, you're not allowed to date him and then cause a big fight? There's really nothing you can do.
There's just some sort of ego there. I mean, one of my best college girlfriends who I've grown apart from just married my college boyfriend. And I think it's so weird because we were all friends. He was never interested in her. But it's like, as weird as it is, whatever. I'm
you
done with that relationship.
That's right. 5 years has passed.
Yeah, and that was the time for me. And it was like, I don't know. I don't get it.
You have every right to your feelings. You don't have a right to act on them and be a brat and try to, you know, be a sourpuss every
time. You don't
time
get to call
around.
Everyone you've ever been with.
Thank
dibs.
You.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
thank
dibs,
you.
Dibs even on someone I'm done with.
Right.
You
no,
thank
can't.
You. Yeah. There goes the bro code out the window again, Al.
That
no,
bro.
That's different.
Yeah. No, it's
no,
not.
No, that's
so let's play
you
this
can't
out.
Call dibs for life. That's not
let's
fair.
Let's play this out. So, say 2 or 3 years from now, they do get married. Does she invite the sister to be the maid of honor?
Yes. By then, it will be water under the bridge. Mm. By then, hopefully, she's a big enough person and they could laugh about it and do a toast at the wedding. You know, and you turn it into something lighthearted because it is what it is. It may not make it that point, but you have to live with what happens. If these two people really fall in love, are you going to say, because I kissed him in high school, you can't have him? That's ridiculous.
It's
immature.
It's not like he left her for the sister.
Right. No.
He may have.
Oh,
she would have said that.
Yeah, it didn't happen. I don't believe in dibs for life.
Don't be afraid to catch feelings.
All right.
You know?
Right.
That's right.
Letras de amor.
Letras de amor.
Letras de amor.
He's hanging on to it, Al. You started something.
Well, you guys want to go back to love letters?
Yes,
that's fine.
Please.
It's fine.
Well, this is the last letter anyway.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I like this one because I was actually talking to JC and Kinsey about something similar personally yesterday and what they thought I needed to do.
We did therapy.
Peek behind Jenna's curtain.
It wasn't therapy.
We did
JC
therapy.
Was asking, well, whatever. You'll see when I read this letter.
I want to peek behind Jenna's curtain, too.
It's a cute curtain. I am 20.
Venetian blind.
I am 26 and recently met a cute doctor when I took my grandmother in for an appointment. He's a few years older, maybe 5 or 6, but I prefer guys that are a little bit more mature and have their life established. Shout out. He was so cute and seemed possibly interested, but I can tell he's shy. I couldn't get a great read on the situation since my grandmother was there. She's 92 and we're best buds, so I could tell that we were making him laugh. I found him on social media. I didn't follow him or send him any messages, just wanted to make sure I wasn't wasting my time, and I can tell that he's single, but I don't know how to go about this situation. I know for a fact that he has no way of finding me since he doesn't really know my name or any information. Please help. Ready for the right one. And this is from Bren.
Well, Bren, I mean, worst case scenario, I think you should reach out to him, or it's just you're going to sit and just wonder and until you forget about it. I mean, eventually this feeling will go away if you do nothing, but why not take a shot at it? Mm-hmm. And let's just say he rejects you. I'm sorry, I'm flattered, but no, I that's against my ethics or whatever. You never have to take grandma to see him again. It's not like you're going to cross paths with him
slip
again.
Slip something in grandmama's food and get her sick and then got to go back to the doctor.
No, I'm just saying, you should reach out and say, you know, I know this is crazy. I know I just met you. Slip him a message on social media.
Grandma's got the black lung.
Or I don't know if that he might think that's a compliment or creepy. It could go either way.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And it works usually.
Yeah.
Usually the guy's flattered. I've found that men are more often flattered, especially if they think you're attractive. If they're not interested, then suddenly it's a creepy thing.
I don't know, Kelly. We live in such a weird time. And that's what I was telling Jason Kinsey. It's like I don't get asked out nearly as much as I would maybe like, because as a girl, you kind of want it to be easier. So is it because the guys lack interest, or is it because they're that shy and that intimidated and that I really do have to go out of my way to be the one to be like, hey, do you want to go out to eat?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so weird as a girl
and
to feel like
that.
You have to do that. But I feel like that's the case sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Men love that. I think a lot of times men are scared because I think women have changed the rules so much on dating.
Yeah.
We have.
And now we have these apps. And
the usual roles have been just, they're out the window of a man pursuing and making the call and, you know, showing up at the doorstep. All that's out the window. So I think men are kind of confused.
Now it's like, I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
And
so, I mean, I have no problem with you reaching out. I mean,
I always say play out worst case scenario. That's way how I make decisions. What's the absolute worst thing that can happen? Mm-hmm. That you never have to go to the office again. Yeah. I mean, that's you'll be embarrassed for a minute and then you move on. But what's the best case scenario?
Yeah.
He's like, that's awesome. Let's go out and you can have a beautiful romance.
There you go.
So I say reach out. Now, how you choose to reach out, I don't know. Do you want to? I don't know if you should leave a message at the office and say
Grandma,
you know,
needs
like
another
try
visit.
To have Dr. Yeah. So-and-so's
yeah,
voicemail.
Be like, I'm not sick, but I'd like to see you again.
Yeah, I need to speak to Dr. Smith.
I've come down with love.
Can I have his voicemail, please?
No.
It's not an emergency. Can I just have his voicemail? They'll put you through his voicemail, and then you can remind him who you are. If you want to reach out on social media, I don't think that's a big deal anymore. People are doing that all the time. But do something about it.
There you go.
That's my advice.
Do it. That is love letters to Kelly right there.
With one rant, solid raspberry rant.
According to my friends on the text, we should have gone with cartas de amor. Because letras is just means letter.
Like, well, that's
actual,
what it
like
is.
An alphabetical letter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we should
like
have gone with cartas.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. Cartas.
We'll edit that in post. It'll be fine.
All right, we have to check in with the Weather Center over here.
Oh, Weather Center.
Well,
this
isn't the Weather Center. This is the Tech Center, actually.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw this text also.
What?
There's 17 of them. Hey, Jenna, you want to go out to eat?
They're all taking a chance.
There you go.
They're all taking a chance.
All 17 of them.
We're going to pick one at random.
Yes, a group date, one rose at the end.
That would be good. Yeah, Jenna, you're getting a bunch of them. Also, from the text, is Big Al on crack today?
Yes.
Al's a little hyper this morning. That's because he's got a lady coming in to talk to us. Yeah.
No, I don't have a lady coming in to talk.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's just green juice. He has one healthy thing.
Yeah.
His body's freaking
it's
out.
Going crazy.
Yeah, where's the beer, dude?
Anyways, if you want to write us a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com, and we'll hopefully read it for you next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And guys, I think we may have found the worst first date of all time. This is something that you can potentially see happening in a movie, but no way it happens in real life.
Did she get left at the concert?
No, Jenna's worse than that. There's even a fundraiser set up now for it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll tell you what went wrong next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Having a good time here at the Unico 2087 Hotel.
Did you know, JC, that this place has 448 guest rooms boasting predominantly ocean views?
Yeah, they do. Actually, I think we all have at least a little glimpse of the ocean.
Yeah.
No matter what room we're in. And the bottom floor rooms, they have that little pool.
Yeah, yeah. They got little lounge chairs or a little,
private,
you have your own private
pools.
Yeah.
It's not, you could connect to your neighbor, so you could, like, if, you know, we're next door to each other, we're all in the same row. We could literally swim over to each other's place.
I'm so glad I'm not in one of them.
Yeah, Jenna wants her privacy.
Yeah, no joke. I don't know what it is. I'm the one that, I'm like, I just want some alone time.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I mean, I love you guys. I love hanging out.
But then
JC, Kinsey, and Justin are all hanging out in my room.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to get our
outside,
room
outside. And when I'm laying in my bed watching television and doing work on my phone or whatever, they're outside my room. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Meanwhile, Al's giving us a play-by-play on how his room is being fixed up. And
yeah, yeah. Well,
the
guy came to show me how to operate the TV. And you guys, you're talking about my noise. You guys were making a lot of noise.
We
on.
Were.
I don't know whose room that
That's
was.
My
it was
room.
Jenna's.
Yeah, you guys were. That's a racket over there.
Well, we're
we were socializing. We were catching up.
Jenna and Kinsey were talking about like love life, and I was listening and laughing.
Mm. You were partaking.
I was partaking. Speaking of love life,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Worst first date ever.
Hmm.
I think we finally found it, you guys.
All right.
Okay.
Let me hear it.
So this is something that happens, and you expect it to be in one of those like a Dumb and Dumber movie.
Okay.
You know, but a guy named Liam Smith from England. He lives in Bristol. He started a crowdfunding campaign on GoFundMe yesterday to raise $250 for a new window.
For a new window?
A new window, and here's why. Last month, he went on a first date with a girl from Tinder. It was going well, so they went back to his place to have wine and watch a little documentary, a little Scientology movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was pretty sexy.
It's a documentary.
The documentary on Scientology.
That gets me in the mood.
Hey, well, you know what? Why not? Anyways, she had to go use the restroom.
All right.
And a few minutes later, she came out panicked.
No, I've done that.
And she had to finally reveal to him what had happened in there.
Uh-oh.
She told him she had pooped.
Okay.
Which is awful on a first date. You know, you don't want, that's the last thing you want to talk about on a first date.
Yeah, but it's nature, you know.
Unfortunately for her, the toilet was broken and it would not flush.
Well, she broke the rule. You have to leave.
Yeah. You at that point, you just need to go and
you
never.
You got
to
go home.
I just.
You go to Starbucks.
Change my phone.
Everyone knows that.
Go to Starbucks and make sure you don't text him to let him know.
All right.
You know,
that's from a call back from last week. But.
So, yeah, it wouldn't flush. So she decided the best thing to do is to take matters into her own hands, literally, and throw it out the window.
Yeah,
throw it out the window.
Oh, my God.
Now, unfortunately, these are those double pane windows, you know, that there's a lot of space in between them.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately for her, it didn't go outside. It got stuck. And Liam and her started working together to get it out. Now, before people started thinking, this has got to be a joke. There's no way this happened. Oh, there are pictures of her stuck in the window because when she crawled in to try to get it out, she ended up getting stuck upside down. The fire department had to come out and rescue her. So in order to get her out, they had to break the window in the process. And Liam says since he's a broke grad student, he couldn't afford to fix it, so he started a GoFundMe page.
They're getting married.
Believe it.
That's a great story, isn't it? It's a great story.
That's the most horrible first date experience. Yes. Yeah. But they had to laugh, right?
You have to. I mean, the picture of the girl stuck upside down is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks like a ghost.
And she's trapped with her poo.
Yeah, she's
literally a poop shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's bad. And so...
No.
Man. Like the full body, you see her legs dangling from the top. I guess he was helping her up. And she has her hands stuck to... Oh, man. It's just... So he ended up raising the money, $200 or 200
That's
euros.
That's all he got?
No, he got 1,865 euros.
Everybody's giving money to that campaign.
Even more. Yeah, that's over 10 times.
Yeah.
Oh, went up even more.
Yeah.
Refresh.
275 people have contributed to this.
Just in a few minutes.
Thanks for the laugh. I'll give you $5.
Are they going to go out again?
Believe it or not, he says he and the girl are talking about going on a second date.
Of course they are.
Well, you make a memory together, and if he can get over it, then I'd be horrified that it was public.
Well, not after he posted her picture on the GoFundMe page. But, she's not going to
You can't see her face. It's blurred. And I feel like she should have saved that for date number two.
The money's going to charity too.
Yeah, the excess money will go to
a charity building and maintaining flushing toilets in the developing world.
Oh, my God.
And to a firefighter's charity since they helped get her out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I would want to get married because everybody's going to ask you about your first date and how
that's
you guys met.
That's a great story that you have.
No.
Poop story? Yes. Yes.
No.
No way. The whole world knows it now. It's been told now.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Liam. Well done, sir. Well done. Kelly.
Wow.
Showbiz Top 5 coming up next.
Yes, we're going to talk about, I know a lot of people are wondering about the next Bachelor. They've really been dragging their feet on the announcement, but they're getting close to an announcement. I'll give you some clues coming up in the Showbiz Top 5.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hanging out at the Unico 2087 Hotel in the Riviera Maya. Now, Big Al Mack.
Yes.
We have guests here because it is a hotel, so there's other people besides our show.
Yes.
And you are the person that likes to be the life of the party, and you go meet the guests of the hotel.
Okay, I'll take that,
So please introduce us to who you met on the first night.
Well, sure. So we were having dinner, and we were just finishing, and I noticed a young lady walk in by herself, and she sat down at the table right next to us.
What caught your eye, Big Al Mack?
She was a young lady that walked in by herself.
There you go.
And let's be honest, Al is getting his groove back.
Al's getting the groove back.
And this is usually why young women who are alone don't like to go out by themselves, because then people like Al start talking to you.
So your Mac radar went off.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So anyway, she was sitting there by herself. And, you know, of course, we're waiting on somebody, a girlfriend, a guy friend, husband, something to come in and join her. And it didn't happen. So on our way out, I said, well, let me just sit down and see what the deal is. And we're a radio show. Maybe a good story will come out of it.
That's exactly what you're thinking. Sure. I'll get a story for the radio.
Sure. I'm always doing show prep, Kelly.
That's producer Al Mack in the house.
Show prep is my middle name. I sat down and I introduced myself and found Risa.
Raisa.
Yes. When she introduced herself to Justin, Justin goes, "Oh, I love rice."
That's a good way to remember it.
And so I said, "Are you here by yourself?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, why?" And she said, "I'm on my honeymoon." Boom. And then everybody was like, "What? You're on your honeymoon?" Yeah. So that's where this story began.
So, Raisa, you're on your honeymoon by yourself. What? So,
did
why?
You do one of those weddings where you couldn't ever find anyone to get married to, so you just got married?
Oh, no. Because
I thought about doing that.
Sologamy.
Registering for gifts.
Yeah, sologamy is a marriage by a person. Yeah, to a person marries themselves.
But that was not the case.
That's not the case.
She actually has a perfectly good husband.
No, I did get married to somebody else.
Yeah.
And they are not here with me right now.
What happened?
He had to work.
Oh.
And it was an extremely lucrative offer with his business. So we both decided it was cool. And yeah, now here I am by myself. He was like, just go on your own since you're craving adventure so much. And I said, cool.
So you would book this and it was kind of like you couldn't get your money back or you didn't want to bring another friend?
I could have gotten my money back, but I have not traveled in like over 2 years. So the notion of missing out on a vacation was too much to bear.
But if you would have waited a little bit, when could you and your husband have gone on this honeymoon? When
January.
Would be in January. So you'd have to wait a whole another other 6 months. Year.
I get it. I actually do get that. I've traveled by myself a lot, not on my honeymoon, but I've traveled by myself a lot. And when I get the travel bug, I'll get the travel bug. I'm ready to go.
And so he was fine with you traveling to Mexico by yourself?
Yeah, he didn't have an issue with it. We
at all.
Trust each other very much, so it's not a non-issue. We actually live in two different states. I live in Virginia, and he lives in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so y'all don't have a traditional union anyway, then.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, the baby came first, and then we got married back in April, and in the meantime, I live and work in Virginia for a company called Oath, and he lives and works in Pennsylvania. He owns his own business. It's called Tee to Green Golf Center.
And where's the baby stay?
She stays with me Monday through Friday and in Virginia, and then on the weekends, we come back to Pennsylvania, and he comes down Monday through Wednesdays.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Interesting that both of these states end in the letter A.
That's the first clue.
Very interesting.
That's the first clue.
For that.
Yes, sure.
Keep paying attention.
So how long have y'all been together? Like, you've known each other long time?
Yeah, we've actually grew up in the same town. So we've known each other since we were kids, but we never really hung out until we were like after high school. Like, so when we were like 18, 19, but we were not into each other then. So this came much later when I came back from my study abroad before I went to grad school. So probably we've been seeing each other since 2014.
Okay.
Now, how many days have you been on your honeymoon?
Since Saturday.
Since Saturday. When do you go home?
On Saturday.
Okay. So it's a whole week. At any point you say this wasn't a good idea, I should have waited until January when we can come together, or are you really happy with the decision?
I miss him like crazy, but we've been FaceTiming like every day. Yeah. So it's kind of, I mean, I'm in Virginia Monday through Friday, so it's kind of like the same thing anyway.
Right.
But isn't it kind of hard looking around at other couples who are here honeymooning and vacationing and you're like, well, I have to do this one by myself. I mean, that's kind of hard.
Yeah,
it was hard until the other night when you guys came and bombarded me at my table.
Right.
And now I have friends, so it's cool.
Yeah, you have people to hang out with now, which helped out. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's cool because you can vacation alone. I mean, not that it's ideal when you're in a marriage and it's your honeymoon.
No,
but
it's been an empowering experience.
Totally.
I went to Chichen Itza by myself. I swam with whale sharks by myself yesterday.
Good for you.
And on Thursday, I'm going to Tulum and Coba, so. Yeah, not complaining.
Okay.
Awesome.
Be honest, too. At any point, have you thought to yourself, what if he shows up and surprises me? Have you had that in the back of your head at all?
No, I haven't. That would be amazing, incredible, and very welcomed. But
well, guess what?
We couldn't make that happen.
Wasn't in the budget.
Yeah. But we'll buy you lunch at this all-inclusive down the street. So
I think the thing that rattled, it's like, if this is just a vacation, that'd be one thing. I think it's because it's labeled honeymoon.
Yeah.
That's why people are like kind of side-eye at it. But it wasn't, you didn't get married last week. This was a postponed honeymoon.
Correct.
And so it's not like a traditional, nothing about
this
is
traditional.
Are
you going to get to do a more traditional honeymoon in January?
Yeah, we're also going to do a more traditional wedding next year too. We eloped actually back in April. Well, we went to New York City and didn't really tell anybody other than our moms and dads.
So you play by zero rule books.
No, we broke all the rules.
Yeah.
Most relationships are linear. You start and then you date, you get engaged, married, kids. You guys have just dots everywhere on the page.
Yeah, you know, we just went with the flow and I kind of like our approach. approach. It's been honest. It's been genuine. And
works for you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Works for you, man. Yeah.
And you told him that you're buddies with Al Mac and he's cool with it?
Yes, I told
him. Yeah, he's real worried, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, you fine?
Yeah, of course he's fine.
Shout out Holmes.
Holmes.
What's his name? What's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Shout out Ryan.
Did you tell him to listen this morning?
I did. I texted him. I don't know if he's listening. I hope he is.
Okay, I hope
good.
So.
Good, good, good.
Well, he might be working.
Yeah.
He might be. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Was there any point where you said, well, whose idea? It was his idea for you to go ahead and go anyway. Did you ever say, no, baby, I really don't, I can't see going without you? Or did you say, okay.
No. I was totally on board with going all the time. I've always traveled, and so that's not like it wasn't incredibly daunting for me.
Did he drop you off at the airport and everything?
He did. He took me to the airport.
Will he come on the next honeymoon with you?
Fingers crossed.
What if something comes up on the next one in January and he can't go? Or better yet, you can't go. Will you send him?
I will. I told him, if you want to do this too, go for it. It was a really fun and rewarding experience. And yeah, why not?
You might have started the new thing, solo mooning.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.